It's 2 weeks into the school year at Riverview Gardens, and a class of first graders at Moline Elementary is eagerly helping librarian Michelle Williamson read Pete the Cat and His Four Groovy Buttons. The kids are mostly oblivious to a special guest who has joined them for story time today, Superintendent Scott Spurgeon. He's becoming a common sight throughout the district.
Confidence also comes from being present. And so as the leader of the district, as well as all of my district office staff, as well as all the building principals, we have a real presence in our school system in order to support.
Being present is part of an educational philosophy that Spurgeon's honed at schools in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Illinois. For personal reasons, he left for the private sector in 2011. But when the Riverview Gardens job came open, Spurgeon decided he wanted back in the game.
I believe it's probably the opportunities that exist here. I think there's a tremendous amount of talent in our students and in our staff.
And it's his job to get all that talent working toward one goal.
I made it very clear at convocation and showed some projections about where we need to be in order to achieve the amount of points necessary for accreditation, and I fully believe that we will accomplish that. That will be success for me.
It's a long climb. In the latest state assessment, Riverview Gardens earned just 40 of 140 total accreditation points. And the financial costs of 1,400 students leaving for accredited schools will wipe out the district's reserves in a year and a half. But despite the doom and gloom of the numbers, there's something different in the air this year.
It just feels good to have some sort of support where you're working together again.
Veteran music teacher Richard Tees and the rest of the Riverview Gardens Teachers Union first heard Spurgeon speak at community forums back in 2012 as he was interviewing for the job. Tees was instantly impressed that Spurgeon kept using one word, collaboration.
I think you have to have every stakeholder involved in the process to push for the same cause. And the way we were, there were too many different ways of thinking. Teachers are in those classrooms, they know what it takes to get there, but yet we weren't a guided force to go all in that same direction.
So far, T says, Spurgeon has followed through on his promise, and he's also expanded the number of involved stakeholders. The Reverend Freddie Clark admits that he wasn't aware Riverview Gardens was struggling until he read news coverage of the school transfer ruling. So Clark, the pastor at Shalom Church, City of Peace, immediately contacted Spurgeon and asked what he could do. To his delight, the superintendent instantly accepted the offer of help. Now, instead of Bible study on Wednesday nights, the church's 2,500 young parishioners get help with their homework.
I'll use a baseball metaphor, a sports metaphor. You know, when you lose and you look on the bench and in the stands, you look everywhere to try to get everybody on the field. And that was his posture then and now. That's what's impressive about Dr. Spurgeon as an educator.
As a former ball player, Spurgeon is also quick to see the parallels to his current career. He says it's all about knowing and buying into systems.
Having come in my first day, July 1st, and having to begin to plan and prepare for the Missouri Supreme Court case ruling really caused us as a system to have to take our focus and stay real strategic on the work that we needed to get done, as well as take care of our transferring students. But I think just staying disciplined and, you know, being the first one here and the last one to leave.
That's the combination, he says, for a game-winning hit or an accredited school district. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.